Hello, you're listening to 91.3 FM WTSR at the College of New Jersey. Welcome to Club Talk. WTSR and the TC&J Office of Student Involvement are co-sponsoring a series of on-air shows that feature a rotating schedule of on-campus clubs and organizations. Each group will present interviews, discussions, or introductions centered on their organization's area of focus.
Hello, everyone. My name is Annette Wanjiku. I'm a senior biomedical engineering student, and I'm also the president of the National Society of Black Engineers here at TCNJ.
Hello, my name is Amina Mako, and I am a senior mechanical engineering student and the vice president of the TCNJ Nesby chapter.
Hello, everyone. My name is Justin Cruz. I am currently a senior electrical engineering major, and I'm the secretary for the Nesby chapter here at TCNJ.
Hello, I'm Angel Solano. I'm a sophomore mechanical engineering major and the TCNJ's chapter current treasurer.
Hello, my name is Dreon Glover. I am a junior mechanical engineering major and I'm also the program's chairperson for Nesby.
A little bit about Nesby history. It actually started off as Black Society of Engineers instead of National Society of Black Engineers. And it was started by two Purdue University students, undergrad students. Their names were Edward Barnett and Fred Cooper. They were worried about the retention rate of the Black engineers at their school. So they approached their dean with the idea of starting an organization for their Black students, specifically Black engineers, because they wanted to make sure that when the freshmen got into the program, they stayed in the program. The organization was very successful at Purdue, and then they reached out to schools that were around and encouraged them to have this organization in their schools as well. And that's how we ended up getting the six founding fathers of Nesby. They're called the Chicago Six. Today, we have about 700 active chapters in the U.S. and abroad as well. And one fun fact about Nesby is that we are one of the biggest student-run organizations in the country. As for the TCNJ chapter, we initially had a chapter way before even I got to college, but because a lot of people were not interested in joining the executive board, there was nobody to take over after people graduated. This kind of caused the downfall of Nesby, and it wasn't an org at TCNJ anymore. But around fall of 2018, me and some of my peers decided to reinstate the chapter here at TCNJ because we thought it would be useful for most of the Black engineers here at TCNJ, but not just for the Black engineers as well. Really, anybody who's interested in becoming part of the organization can be part of the organization. But our goal is to create an environment that is helpful to students at TCNJ, host events that are not only useful to you, but could land you a job. We often have company presentations that you're going to hear about more later, but there's also opportunities to go to conferences. And our main goal is to create an environment where you can learn useful information, but you also always have people you can reach out to just in case you have questions regarding to engineering or just having a hard time adjusting to college.
Among the things we wanted to share, we wanted to give a better idea of what kind of programming we do. Our mission as the chapter of Nesby is to increase the number of culturally responsible Black engineers who excel academically, succeed professionally, and positively impact the community. Being that this is our mission and our drive as an organization, we try to gauge all our events toward one or more elements of this mission, the first being academic excellence. Recently, we had a short series of events in which we were able to bring in other engineering organizations to help assist in the planning of the events. Those events were two workshops that we held in the interest of all engineers. As students in the School of Engineering, there are common softwares that we use within our design projects. Mechanical engineers are well versed in SOLIDWORKS, a digital computer-aided design or CAD software. As an electrical engineer, we work a lot with Verilog, a hardware description language, or HDL, used to simulate various scripts of code in hardware. Another example is MATLAB, which is another software used by all engineers in and out of college. With that being said, our first event was a workshop for SOLIDWORKS, where we discussed the basics of the software and show some tips, tricks, and even some projects that have been completed by our executive board. We also had a coding workshop where we discussed various coding languages such as C++, C, MATLAB, and Verilog HDL. In the past, we have held various events that are less specific to engineering itself. While NSBE is the National Society of Black Engineers, we have members who fall within the STEM category as a whole, and even some members outside of the science or math-related fields. We've held a time management workshop, study halls for anyone at CCNJ who is looking for a quiet place to study, and even provide a place for tutoring if necessary. We've also held other types of workshops, such as a Google Calendar workshop, an Excel workshop, and other similar. Overall, the goal is to just provide resources to students who may be unable to find them elsewhere, and to share our knowledge as upperclassmen with the rest of the college community.
One of the important aspects of NSBE is to succeed professionally. And the way we do that is by offering our members opportunities and workshops in order to better prepare themselves for the working world. Some of the things we've done in our past as this chapter is offer a workshop right before the fall job fair as a way to better prepare them when they get to meet employers, better prepare their resumes so it's first choice for the employers, and how to follow up after meeting with someone by writing a follow-up email. On top of that, we've also offered numerous professional organizations and engineering firms to help talk about themselves and offer opportunities for our members. One of our recent ones was from Crestron Electronics, a company that was dedicated into automation and home improvement integration technology. And then fall semester, we had Princeton Plasma Physics Labs come down and give their presentation about the multiple opportunities they have for our science, especially our physics majors and our engineers. Recently, we had a member that got accepted to Princeton for their grad school through our program and through that same presentation. So it shows that how much we try and strive to make sure that our members are better prepared. This also helps out when we have our conferences, such as regional and national conferences, in which we would dedicate the week before in order to prepare our members by how to network with other NSBE members from other colleges or by other employers that are looking to recruit at said conferences. So it's very, very important for us to do this, and it helps ensure that our members are extremely prepared when they graduate college and are able to get a job, and then are able to take those skills that we've taught them, refine them, make them even better, and maybe pass it on to other people.
Something that is important in NSBE is to positively impact the community. Now, at the TCNJ chapter, there are quite a few ways to impact the community. We are able to do so by having various events at the college and also doing acts of service within the city and our neighboring cities. On campus, we strive to impact the community by hosting workshops that will be of service to those that attend. For example, at the beginning of last semester, we hosted a Mental Health is Wealth workshop. And this workshop informed students about what mental health is and how to take care of it. We also gave tips about what to do to better their daily habits. Outside of campus, we try to be involved within the community in multiple ways. Before the pandemic, myself and a few other members would tutor students in grades K through 12 at the Young Scholars Institute in Trenton, New Jersey. We also try to do fundraisers every once in a while. Last semester, we raised about $100 doing a bingo fundraiser, and that money, we used it to buy supplies and donated them to the Trenton Area Soup Kitchen. Moving forward, we are looking for more ways to help give back to our community so that we can impact it in the best way possible.
So, in addition to all of the events that we host on campus, NSBE as a society also hosts conferences for the NSBE chapters to come together for networking, workshops, career fairs, and things of that nature. The three types of conferences that NSBE hosts yearly are the Zone, the Regional, and the National conferences. The Zone conference for us is hosted at one of the New Jersey schools since we are a part of the New Jersey Zone. The ones that we've attended in the past years were hosted at Princeton and Stevens University. And this is an all-day event with workshops and some downtime for connecting with nearby chapters and the presenters who come in and host the workshops. We also attend the regional conference. Our chapter is a part of Region 1, so we attend those conferences with all of the schools in the Northeastern region, along with the West African and East Canadian chapters. These are very similar to the Zone conference. However, they're on a much larger scale and they span over a weekend. Our chapter attended the regional conference 2 years ago in Niagara Falls. And the great part about these conferences is that you go for the professional development, but you also have a little bit of downtime so that you can go and explore the city that you're in for that conference that year. And finally, we have the national conference, which is where all of the NSBE chapters come together. These conferences include competitions, a career fair, workshops, company hospitality suites, which are kind of like the career fair, but a little bit more intimate. they're usually with one company, and you go in and you talk to the recruiters, and sometimes they will tell you to come back and meet them at the career fair, or they might offer you an interview on the spot. And they also have award ceremonies for people who have excelled within the society. Unfortunately, due to COVID, we've only been able to attend one of these conferences, and that was in Detroit, Michigan. The career fairs are one of the highlights of these conferences, and although NSBE is technically an engineering society, it's not exclusive to only engineering students. Any big name that you can think of would most likely be in attendance at one of these conferences. These opportunities and more like them are usually funded fully or partially by the school, so they're open to members of our chapter, and a membership to NSBE also accounts for the engineering O9X requirement.
Thank you for listening to Club Talk. If you would like to find previously aired organizations, you can search WTSR Club Talk wherever podcasts are distributed. We would like to hear your feedback on today's show at news@wtsr.org. And if you are interested in getting involved and having your club or organization featured, reach out to stationmgr@wtsr.org. And as always, we remind you to open your mind.